When my daughter was 16, she went to Paris for 3 weeks as part of a high school exchange program. On her second to last night there, I remember she called, actually instant messaged. We weren't using Skype back then. And I don't know how exactly, but we got on the subject of when a girl should lose her virginity. I soon realized she was asking when I thought she should. I was flattered she would talk to me about it. How many dads get that? But whoa. So, Dad, what do you think? 35, I said. Dad, okay. What's going on? There was nothing really. Everything a boy, sort of, she didn't know. I heard one time that children are like clams. They only open up for a little while, so you have to talk fast. You have to be wise, gentle, before they close back up again. Honey, I said, I don't know what to tell you, but make sure when it happens you have a good story. What do you mean? I went on to say there would come a time when she would be out with her girlfriends, say when she was 21 or 22, and all of them would start talking about their first time. I hope, I said, when it's your turn to speak, your turn in the conversation, you'll be able to talk about how it was romantic and funny and sweet, and not have to say how you and your boyfriend did it in the parking lot of the Starwood 20. Not bad, I thought to myself, hearing myself. In fact, pretty damn brilliant. Then after we hung up, it hit me. She's in Paris, a night before coming home. This is the best story. What could be better? What could be a better time to lose your virginity? I think I just told my daughter to go have sex and to have it tonight. Okay, fast forward 5 years. Nina is in France again, this time studying at a university in Bordeaux, has been for 6 months. We talk on Skype every day now, and watching her with her pierced nose and lip, eating boxed French bread and looking more and more European as the days go by, I can see how happy she is, maybe the happiest she's ever been. She has a new home. This may be her new home. Why don't you stay another year? I blurted out a few weeks back. Really? Really? She called last week to say she had enrolled for the upcoming semester. She was doing it. She was excited, but also melancholy, scared, ambivalent. I'm going to miss you, she said. You think I did the right thing, Daddy? Daddy. There is not a better sounding word in the English language. Yeah, absolutely. You can always come back to Oklahoma. You just can't always go back to France. I went on to tell her about this being the best time in her life, maybe the only time in her life where this is possible, where she could do something like this, a great opportunity for more great stories. And I thought again to myself, damn, this is pretty good. Oh, Dad, I forgot to tell you. I'm going to Spain this weekend to watch the running of the bulls. Pamplona. I'm going to Pamplona. I started laughing. Why are you laughing? She asked. Honey, I'm going to Broken Arrow to see your aunt and uncle. You win. Yeah, I know, Dad, and even if this turns out to be a terrible decision, a terrible idea, I'll have you to blame. Ah, here was my opportunity, my opening. So, honey, tell me, you remember that conversation about virginity back when you were 16 and in France? What did you think of that idea? And, I don't know, whatever happened, what did you do? This time, my daughter laughed. Daddy, do you really want to have that conversation?